Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Big money. Big money.
Big money.
I wanted to mention, I love that we're playing that song by Foster the People. I love it. It's
yeah,
such a good song.
Yeah, I love it too. It reminds me, every time when we first started playing it, I kept going to Sarah, who is that? Who is that? Because it was just such a cool,
it really
laid
is a cool
back
song. I want to direct you to RadioAlice.com for a number of reasons. So it's the best website of all time. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Also, if you're into St. Patrick's Day, I wouldn't doubt that every single event happening in the state of California is posted at RadioAlice.com. Also, you can get your March Madness brackets and info at RadioAlice.com. I mean, it's got it all there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we just posted Marvel has a new movie coming out. What is the trailer for? The Avengers?
That's right, Infinity War. So all the Avengers movies are leading up to this one moment where this guy who's basically indestructible called Thanos is about to go fight with all the Avengers.
Who plays Thanos?
Josh Brolin.
Oh, so he's pretty good.
He is. I mean, he's got a big giant purple face and a massive chin. But he's got this weapon that's basically indestructible. And so it's going to take all of the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxies and a few other people to beat Thanos.
It looks like a great movie. Star-studded. Chris Pratt, the new Black Panther, is in it. Everybody's in it.
There's a pretty funny moment in the trailer with
Chris. You were laughing so hard.
With Chris Pratt and Robert Downey Jr. So
cool. Wait. Guardians of the Galaxy is in this too?
Yeah, so in the comic books, the Guardians of the Galaxy are the cousins of like the Avengers. They're like they have crossover. Just like Facts of Life and Different Strokes had a few crossover episodes at the beginning. There's crossover
good
between
reference.
These guys. So they've changed the Guardians of the Galaxy a bit in the films. Mm-hmm. It's different than the comics, but it's okay.
Are there places where people have posted the family tree of this whole world so that you can follow it?
Some kind of board.
Yeah, so that someone, some layman, could possibly look at the thing and try to follow along, because I'm completely
I'm
lost.
I'm totally lost as well.
You are?
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's so clear to me.
Well, right.
I found the family tree for the Avengers, but it doesn't make much sense to me. Here, I'll show you, Vin.
Well, it's a disaster. Look
let me
at that.
See
it. It is a disaster.
No, the family tree is showing the offspring. I don't know if you want to show that.
Get all into that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, the trailer, though, is available at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah, so if you're into Ron that. Ron put it up.
The IT department, Ron.
Or digital.
Half of it.
The digital department.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned Foster the People, Vinny. Jane sent me an email. This weekend on Alice, Paramore and Foster the People, they're both going to be at Shoreline on the 21st of July, and we have tickets noon to 5 p.m., caller 9, and that is here on the Alice.
That's next week?
This weekend.
This weekend.
This
cool.
weekend.
All right. That's a good show.
Yeah.
All right. Our text number is, this is different from the one where you'd send the word and try and win $1,000. This is where you can send your comments. We read them all, even the hurtful ones. And then sometimes we try to, when we have time, read them back at the end of the show so you can hear your comments. Mm-hmm. Because for some reason, we just don't take calls anymore.
Probably we got a guy.
The bad connections is the main reason.
We got a guy who screens them. That's why. He screens them.
Is that, screens
nope,
them right
you're
out.
Not on air. Nope. You're not on air.
Out.
Nope.
let's see here. So our text number 800-400-3697. Today's show once again proved that you could have a live show every day. Sarah and Vinny could just take separate vacations. I don't like the best of shows. That's not actually what they said, but they used a word that's just not kind.
Aww.
Anyway, I go through a deep depression for 2 weeks when you guys take off. actually, this summer, we are taking separate vacations.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be separate shows. So there you go.
And we're actually probably going to have to divide up all our vacations so everyone can have time off.
Right.
I'm going to need an extra time off.
You get what we give you.
That wasn't me. That was Bryn.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't me.
408 says, oh, my God, our friend Rudy is brave and hilarious. Yuzi's motto, drink hard, nap hard.
Mm.
Yeah, that's...
Dr. Evil? Well, Dr.
No, it's just you were, that you really agreed with that. You were like,
I was thinking about that, huh?
I think most people that day drink like that nap and then you rally, right?
No, I don't usually come back and rally again.
What?
Nah, I'm pretty much done.
I had two C-sections, says 650. Yes, they basically take your uterus out of the incision, but they do not put it on your chest. That said, that midwife has a screw loose.
Tell the story again, Vinny, that Emily lady.
This Emily woman is a midwife and she works at the hospital, but she did her own C-section. So she delivered the baby from the wound in her belly.
Did she do this on purpose or she couldn't
make
it to the
hospital?
She wanted to. It wasn't like she couldn't make it to the hospital.
No. She wanted to.
Sounds like she had a team with her.
Yeah,
right?
She had an IV in, so she was at the hospital. But she clearly wanted to do this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I bet she does so many people. She's just used to it and she knows exactly where to go. And
yeah.
She can do it without looking. I don't really know how you look at your belly while you're split open.
Oh,
that's so gnarly.
Hey, you want me to read you that text from 510?
Yes, read
says,
that one.
I was in for my wife's C-section. They cut into her and pulled my kid out and then pulled her uterus out to examine it.
Oh,
coolest effing thing I've ever seen. I don't know, man.
I don't
understand that.
C-sections are gnarly. They tell the husband not to look in case he faints. The medical staff is not able to help him. I looked, and it was everything you described. All right. Good job singing, Bryn.
Oh, thank you.
He sang the Jane song.
It was
today.
Tough. Hard on my throat. I had a little bit of gurgle, too.
Oh.
Sarah's rubbing off on me.
That is the funniest thing, you guys. I know that we talk about it to her face when she's here, but you don't know how many times in little I hear it and it makes me snap. And sometimes she's like, looks at me all, knock it off.
Because she doesn't want you. I hear it too, but I ignore it because she doesn't want us to mention it.
I know, but
she's embarrassed by that gurgling that constantly happens all morning long.
But it's in stereo in my headphones to the point where I can't help but react.
You have to ignore it.
Is that because she's hungry? Why is that happening?
I don't know.
Even after she eats, it still happens.
Believe me, you think I want trouble?
But yesterday was so loud, I went, damn!
Jesus, dude.
She calls it the flappy epiglottis, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what her reasoning is.
Sarah.
This is some of the Fratelli stuff. Oh, Jeff Gutt, that's Goot, whatever, the new lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, had a great story on The X Factor. I can't remember the specifics, but I think you have a kid and his goals were all about making good life for his son. It was very lovable. Glad to know he got this opportunity. Yeah, I'm sure he's stoked out of his head.
Oh,
any singer would want to take that music library and go out and perform that live.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the time of his life doing that live. Why do all the usual crap since Sarah's not there? Play more heavy metal and talk about boobs. Okay.
I'm sure her boss would love if we did that all morning long.
He wouldn't be mad at me at all. Why is Vinny playing music off his iPad? Come on, guys. Listen, I didn't want to throw more on Bryn. He'd already pulled all that music out. And I had this bright idea that I would play a little STP history before we listened to the new singer.
Yeah, it's not so like we played a whole song.
Just a quickie. I love this one. 650 says, no, Vinny, no. No mustache.
Vinny, that thing is growing in. So what's the plan?
There is no plan.
Are you gonna come in clean shaved on Monday?
Maybe. We'll see how I can. I'm already struggling with it. Put it that way.
Because it's itchy.
It's itchy and it's under my nose. Yeah. I have hair under
on
my
your
nose.
Lip.
It's bugging me.
I shave just so I can kiss my baby. You know.
Oh, you know what's funny? I was kissing my daughter goodnight last night, and she goes, "Ah, you're scratchy."
Yeah, exactly.
Get away from me.
Why is it that no one seems to get the flu or food poisoning on Tuesday or Wednesday? Hope you're hungover and not actually sick, Sarah.
No.
415 says, hashtag the chair support group. The chair seems to be a universal lady thing,
mm-hmm.
like the bathrobe or the hair towel thing, that whatever that spinny, twisty tie towel.
And then underneath.
Right.
Yeah.
That seems to be universal. I never had lived with anyone who had quite the buildup that my partner does.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was an interesting challenge.
So was it a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks that she would let stuff pile up before you got rid of her chair?
Well, no. This went on for years, the chair.
No, but
when
not,
I finally,
it
when
was
we
clean
moved,
at one point. I'm saying she would get rid of the stuff at one point.
She would deal with that in her time, and it was months.
Oh.
That girl will let, she's busy, so she will let stuff go forever.
That's a long time.
To her credit, she's busy, so I'll give her that she's not sitting around and stuff's just,
eating bonbons.
But she will let stuff go. And then until it's falling over or until she's out of laundry.
Exactly. Let it go.
So when we moved, that's when I got rid of the chair.
And she was okay with that?
Yeah, she understood that that can't come into the new room.
Mm.
It's not an option.
Someone texted in that they used their bathtub and three piles of clothing.
Meaning they don't use their bathtub.
Well.
It's filled with clothes. Okay. Vinny, I bought Apple stock at $10 back in the mid-90s and have held on to it.
Wow.
Oh, $10.
I wonder how much.
I hope you bought a lot of that. And I hope you're so rich now. Good for you. Thank you. I'm so happy I am not the only one with the chair. My guilt has been lifted. And yes, I do clean it off about once a week.
Yeah, usually either Saturday morning or Sunday morning, I do the chair routine.
The 24-hour bug is also called March Madness. That's not Sarah's thing. She may be skiing or snowboarding. You think she's skiing?
Absolutely not.
Maybe.
No.
Might be.
I don't think so.
Could be.
Let's keep an eye on her social media this weekend.
You think she'll post ski pictures?
Oh, I made it.
My husband calls my pile of clothes Marvin the Monster and has made this Marvin thing to cover it. It looks like a blanket with big teeth and an eye that he throws over her pile of clothes.
Oh, how funny. He made it.
Sarah is sick on Friday when there is killer snow in Tahoe. Wink, wink.
No, I'll text her later and see how she's doing. She's probably still sleeping now. Hopefully she is.
My solution to get rid of the clothing chair was to get a bigger house. That house had a bigger closet, so I could work through my options in there instead of my main bedroom.
Mm.
Price tag raised an eyebrow, but my room is a whole lot cleaner. LOL. It's
so
nice.
I wish I had a walk-in. Huge walk-in closet. That
you don't?
Great. I don't.
Huh.
Just a regular, you know, you slide the doors.
Yeah. So my wife drives my car and changes the dial to your radio station. Now I have to listen to you every morning. Any suggestions? Yeah. Be happy.
Keep listening.
Yeah, stay happy. Stay right here.
Happy wife. What's the rest? Oh, my God. You guys.
We don't know. We're not married.
Happy life.
A crappy life.
Oh, Bryn.
Wow, you guys went for like a half hour with... Wait. Wow, you guys went for like a half hour without Sarah saying a word. Is she there? She's not. No, it's just
you
been us
this
morning.
You know if she was here, that would never happen.
I have that chair too, LOL. No, it wouldn't. No, in fact, when she's here, I find her finishing my sentences all the time. Where I'm like, blah, 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 blah. You go ahead. You seem to have it. It's fine. Whatever.
Let me know when you're ready. I tell her sometimes when you guys are doing interviews, I feel like I'm telling a secret. I go, shh. I go, let, because you'll ask a question, and then she'll ask another question. And the thing is, the person you're interviewing will answer the last question that was asked and forget about the first question. So I'm always like, afterwards, I go, shh, let Vinny ask his question so that person can answer his, and then you can ask your question. And she's just, she gets so nervous, especially interviewing people, that she can't shut up.
Yes.
Yeah. wait. Hold on. Where's my...
it's not... Oh, we already read this. It's not your fault that Yuzi, that Sarah got sick. There is a thing going around nationwide.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
Get her.
No. Leave her alone.
Is Sarah out interviewing for a new job?
Why do people keep saying that about
because
us?
Because she said that about you. Sarah said... Either Yuzi's sick or she's on a job interview.
Yeah, no.
Which, you know.
If I had a job interview, I would schedule it for after our show.
Oh. Well, good to know.
Yeah. Don't want to raise suspicion.
I love that you guys did the show even when one of you was out.
Show must go on, right, Vin?
Yeah, I'm down. I mean, the more practice we get, the better it'll sound. We never get to practice. So, you know, even as like the stuff that normally Sarah just rolls through, it comes up today. I'm like, huh? What now? We got to do what? What order?
Step one, two, okay. Three.
And we're all going, whoa. Actually, you could do that. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is still out, and we are just about to join her. But thanks very much if you hung with us today. We know it's different when one of us is out, but we appreciate you hanging either way.
We still had fun for Friday.
I did.
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Everybody, good job.
Bryn?
Yeah.
You had fun?
Yeah, a lot of fun running around the board, you know, getting my exercise.
I know, it's always funny
I
to
I got
watch
my steps in, you know, getting closer to closing these rings.
You know what I thought of? What? Because you know how Sarah becomes completely obsessed with one thing?
Yep, until thought, she's not, yeah.
She's out trying to close those circles this morning. I mean, I'm sure not, but you know, I mean, she does get really into stuff.
Yes.
She does. Anyway, so we'll all be back on Monday. I can't imagine that this will keep her over the weekend and into next week, so... We'll see you back here
unless,
on Monday.
Unless she's heading to Tahoe, and we just saw that there's road closures, right?
Highway 80 over Donner Pass was closed in both eastbound and westbound directions as of 8:30 this morning. It is dumping snow.
Sorry, Sarah.
So the news is good that we're getting a really late season push on the much-needed snowpack we need to help us with our drought conditions. And obviously the resorts are like, thank you.
Yeah.
Because they really want your business.
Absolutely.
So if you can do a late season run, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Don't do it right now because the roads are closed. But anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Be safe.
March Madness is happening. RadioAlice.com has all that kind of info for you and the new trailer for the Avengers movie. I don't remember the name. Ultron.
I don't remember the name either.
I forget too right now.
Hooman's not
What's
there.
What's the name of the Avengers movie?
He's not there.
Infinity War.
Oh, there
Infinity
he goes.
Infinity Wars.
Good job, Hooman.
Is up at RadioAlice.com. So anyway, stay tuned for Lexi. She's your midday girl here at Alice, and then Jane will be up this afternoon. Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.